Well, here we are once again, ready for some more stories. You know, I have a right butchers of a time trying to figure out which stories would be best for this kind of fireside. You know, there are so many. Stories from my life, from the lives of my friends, folk tales and myths and legends of old. How am I supposed to choose, eh? What stories do we present that will not only entertain, but help those that listen be better people? For that is what stories are, my friends. Blueprints on how we ought to be and how we might better ourselves. Or they can just be for fun. You know, which gives me an idea. I think I got one. Have I ever told you about the night I ate at the most exclusive restaurant in, well, anywhere? I haven't? Well then, sit yourselves down. And let me weave for you a tapestry of images to drape across your mind's eye. I was much younger during this story, probably 24, 25, somewhere around that age. I wasn't a courier yet. In fact, the entire concept of the courier service was merely a dream that Fathina and I were just tossing about. At this season in my life, I was the young and windswept stranger, as Patience Rebecca would say. Now, this was in the days when featherweave was merely a rumor, and there were no skyships to be heard of, but there were lionbirds. And so, my friends and I, we would roam the world on our feathery steeds, having adventures and doing odd jobs in different towns. We lived by our wits, our blades, and the luck of the lumens. Now, I was traveling not far out of the city of Arum, having just finished a 3-month job there as the personal bodyguard and fencing instructor of Lady Amalthea Rincewald. Now, the Lady Amalthea and I had become very good friends, as we were roughly the same age and of the same general temperament, she being a child of nobility who shunned the courtly life, preferring swordplay to courtly dances. Now, a certain noble, a young lady who was seeking to court Lady Amalthea, took umbrage to our friendship and challenged me to a duel, which I naturally won. And this young noble woman did not take her defeat graciously. And so, as I was leaving Arum, she sent no less than 7 of her best knights upon lionbirds to make sure I never returned to Arum again. So there I was, me, alone, against 7 trained lionbird knights, each one bearing down on me in my good duck banner. And do you think I ran? Do you think I didn't stay and fight? No, of course not. I absolutely ran. I spurred Banner onward as fast as his wings could carry us. I tried every trick I knew. I tried the ballad maneuver. I tried the fallen blossom technique. I tried sudden thunder echoes in the canyon. I even tried the pepper hair barrel roll. But nothing, mind you, gave them the slip. Finally, I concluded that if I could not outfly them, then I would do the only thing I could. No, I didn't fight. I hid. I dropped into a little stand of trees in an empty valley and let Banner loose to fly off and come back for me later. Don't you worry yourselves about Banner. He's a duck, after all. Duck is a warbird. I knew he'd be fine, and he was. So I was crouching behind these rocks in the woods, hearing a few of the knights do flybys of the trees, trying to catch a glimpse of me, while the others came into the woods themselves, trying to flush me out. And as I sat there, cold and wet, shivering, waiting for my impending doom, there, in between 2 trees, out of nowhere, suddenly was a door. Just an average, ordinary wooden door, with a strange sign hanging on it that said, "Nico's Place. Open. Monday through Friday, 10 to 9. Saturday, 11 to midnight. Sunday, closed." Such strange words they were. Well, there wasn't anywhere else to go, and I could hear the knights getting closer and closer. So I ran to the door and stepped on inside. What I was greeted by was an incredibly strange sight. This Nico's Place was a single room built out of brick with tables for sitting at. It was like a food hall, but cleaner, and there was only a few strangely dressed people at tables and corners, eating their meals quietly with soft conversation and music playing in the background. A young lady in black pants and a black shirt stood by the door and asked me if I had a reservation. Well, I told her I had several, but I didn't know exactly what she meant. And she rolled her eyes at me and said that I was lucky that it was a slow night. And she told me to follow her, and she led me to a table to sit out in the corner. Honestly, I was just glad to be out of the woods, so to speak, and hoped my lumens pulled toward deliverance from lionbird nights. And I had been sitting at this table for only a moment or two when a young man came up to me and asked what I wanted to drink and if I knew what I wanted to eat. I told him that I didn't know. I'd never been here before. He told me that the Berger a la Nico was his favorite. I assumed this was some kind of food, and I said that that would be okay. He asked if I wanted fries with it. Didn't know what that was either, so I just nodded and hoped he'd go away. What arrived less than 10 minutes later is something I could never accurately put into words, but all I can say was it was delicious. Some kind of ground and seasoned meat placed on a bed of vinegared cabbage and then put between two slices of bread. It was garnished with cheese and onions and tomato and mushrooms and sliced pickle, piled so high they had to put a little spike in the top of it to keep it from falling down. It was also dripping with this peppery white sauce that made my tongue tingle and my heart sing. And the fries, those fries. Now, I assume they were some kind of potato that had been fried and salted and served with something they called catching the yup. It was a sugary, sweet red sauce of some kind. But it was all so good that after I ate that first one, I ordered two more and immediately ate those in succession. I was about to order my fourth one when out of nowhere, three of those bird knights come bursting into Nico's place and demand to know where I was, pulling swords and making threats. Well, we can't have that now, can we? Especially not at Nico's. So I did the only thing I could. I made my presence known and made a run for it. Now, I will say this of those knights. They were fantastic bird riders, but trying to catch me in my prime in a small space where I had tables and chairs and all sorts of little goodies to play with, they didn't know what hit them. Or rather, what slipped around them and made fools out of them. And when they were entirely humiliated and turned about, I rushed for the door. I thanked the lady there for the burgers and put a few gold coins in her hand before I slipped out the door and back into the forest. And no sooner had I done that, then the door disappeared, leaving me alone in the woods. After that, it was relatively easy to give them the slip and head back to Thornvale, where I regaled everyone who would listen about Nico's place and the burgers I had. Now, we tried to make them ourselves, but it never was the same. So, I've been looking for Nico's ever since. But with no luck. However, every once in a while, I'll be sitting in a tavern in some far corner of the world, and I will hear someone tell a tale of a door appearing in the middle of the most unlikely places and the wondrous food that can be eaten by those brave enough to enter it. So who knows? Maybe one day you'll find yourself at Nico's place. And if you do, I recommend the Burgers a la Nico and fries.